Our dear loving Heavenly Father, we are grateful for bringing us all together. Let the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our strength, our Redeemer. Amen. I must confess that I was very nervous today while preparing for this sermon.
我得承认，当我在准备这篇讲道的时候，我非常紧张。
Andrew told me about 4 weeks back that the date I need to give the message, and I was working on it for a very long time.
Andrew 四个星期前告诉我，让我与你们分享这篇信息，我也花了好长时间去准备这段经文。
By the way, he's late. Okay, and I was put to test a few weeks ago.When an incident took place in my life, which really shook my foundation as a Christian.
然而我被考验了。几个星期以前，一件奇怪的事发生在我身上，并且摇动了我作为基督徒的根基。
I thought I need to share this with you because I've been weaker than ever before.
由于我现在非常软弱，所以我认为我有必要与你们分享这件事。
One weekend, along with my family.We had all gone to the Boxall Shopping Center, and because it was a Saturday, it was extremely very crowded.
在一个周末，我和我的家人一起去了 Boxall 购物，因为是个星期六，所以当时的人很多。
Now some of you who might know me, I'm not really a very shopping kind of guy, especially when it comes to grocery shopping.
你们可能知道，我实在是一个不喜欢逛商场的人，尤其是对于买菜来说。
To put it in a way, from the time when we have had kids, it's either me or Rebecca, we go individually to shop. So when she gives me the list, I know exactly what I need to buy and I enter the shop and I exit it within less than 5 minutes.
有些时候我会径直的走，我在进到商场之前就列下一个表格，要写下我买的东西，然后我径直的走到我要买的东西那儿，然后交款，一般来说花了我不到5分钟的时间。
And this is what exactly I used to do before marriage also. That is, I used to make a list of things before I enter the shop and finish it less than 5 minutes and walk out.
就像我刚才说的。
Okay. Sorry, I think I jumped in. Now, this was really a Saturday where exactly as you all know how Boxall is on Saturday, it was extremely very crowded.And taking our kids and managing the shopping and carrying all the bags, it was really driving me nuts.
那个星期六 Boxall 的人真的是很多，而且我们还带着两个孩子，还要拎购物的包，还要看小孩，实在是让我有些无法忍受。
I told Rebecca that I'll wait at one place and take care of the kids, and she can go and do the shopping and come back.
我告诉我妻子 Rebecca， 我会在外面照顾孩子，然后等她买东西。
But there was a problem because what she wanted is that she wanted me to accompany her, and because she felt that the shopping bags might be too heavy.
但是 Rebecca 想让我们留下，因为有些包裹真的是很沉。
Now in this crowded market with all the shopping bags and with the kids yelling and with all that, it was just too difficult and the entire situation was making me quite annoyed, I would say.
在一个拥挤的商场里，要照顾孩子，还要拎购物的袋子，还要推一个婴儿车，实在是有些难度，而且这些事实在让我有些懊恼。
But I had decided on that day that I wouldn't get into an argument, and I would do exactly as she tells me to do, and I would finish it on that day.
但是我不想与 Rebecca 争吵，所以我决定要保持冷静，尽量的去配合她。
In the end, it all got over.And we were coming out of the shopping center.
最后我们终于结束了购物，并且要开车往商场外面走。
Just then we saw a guy who was driving right in front of us and who was driving really crazily, absolutely not following any rules.
但是我们发现，在我们前面的那辆车的司机开车开得很疯狂，根本没有遵守任何交通规则。
And suddenly he decided to take a wrong U-turn.And go to the opposite side of the lane.
但突然间他决定在这样繁忙的马路上做了一个错误的 U 型转弯，对，到对面的车道上去了。
Now, I was very unhappy about it, so to express my unhappiness, I pressed the horn.
我很不开心，所以我按了我车的喇叭来示意他，我不高兴了。
he very rudely looked back at me. He honked back twice, and as if it was my fault.
他也很没礼貌地按了我两次喇叭，就好像是我错了一样。
Now in a split second, I just wanted to remove all my frustration, what I had in the entire day. So I pulled down my window and I yelled a foul word at him.
啊，顿时我只想把我的怒气全部都发泄出来，所以我摇下了车窗，然后大声地向他喊去。
Now it really took Rebecca by utter surprise because I'm usually the one preaching that one needs to keep a cool head while driving.
啊，我完全吓到了 Rebecca， 因为是我一直对她说在开车时要保持头脑冷静。
Now I believe after we got married, this was the first time she saw me react in this spontaneous way.
啊，我相信这是从我们结婚以来，她第一次看到我是如此的激动。
She told me that I was absolutely behaving very silly, and the following Sunday I'm going to preach.
啊，Rebecca 对我说，我表现得很荒唐，并且提醒我下个星期天是我讲道。
While returning back home, I was thinking a lot if anyone from church didn't see me.
没有教会的弟兄姐妹看到刚才的那一幕。
Even when I came last Sunday to church, I was trying to figure out if anyone was at Box Hill the previous Saturday.
一直到上个星期天，我还在试图询问有没有人在前一个星期六去过 Box Hill.
Now, it's a public confession, but I thought that I need to put it out, because today I'm going to preach God's word.
现在是一个公开的认罪，因为我今天要传讲神的话。
Now in James chapter 3 verse 1, here it very clearly says that not many of you should be teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness.
在雅各书三章一节中很明确地说，我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
So today I come to you, not as a teacher, but as a friend and a brother who sits exactly the same way as you sit every Sunday on these chairs and listen to the sermons.
所以我今天不是一个老师，而是一个每个星期天都和你们一样坐在这些椅子上听讲道的弟兄和朋友。
Let's start by reading the first verse. Can anybody read the first verse from Psalm 1 for me?
让我们一起读一下第一节，有没有人愿意读诗篇第一章第一节？
Okay.Excellent. Now this really very clearly talks about picking our friends very wisely.
这段经文告诉我们要明智的去交朋友。
Try to highlight the verbs here. It's walk, stand, and sit.
让我们看一下这些动词，跟从、站和坐。
Now, when you walk with the wrong crowd, you're a part of that crowd.
当你跟从一群错误的人群的时候，
When you stand with them, you're voluntarily being involved with them.
当你与他们站在一起时，你就会自愿的与他们有关联。
Finally, after walking and standing, you have now decided that you're going to progress and sit in their company. So which means it's very hard for you to now get up and walk.
最后，当你跟他们站在一起，跟从他们并与他们站在一起时，你就决定了要与他们同坐，到那个时候就很难再回头。
In a very blunt way, as youngsters, we need to choose our friends very wisely and not get caught up in the wrong crowd and ruin our lives.
坦白一点说，作为年轻人，我们要谨慎选择我们的朋友，不要被牵连到一些不好的人群中而破坏了前途。
Like living as a Christian for most youngsters can be very difficult in today's world, I can understand.
对于许多年轻人来说，要活出一个基督徒的生命是很困难的。
Like here you have to come every Sunday to church, seeing that a lot of things your non-Christian friends would be doing would be more exciting.
比如说每个星期天你们都要来教会，但是当你们看到那些非信徒的朋友在做一些其他的事情。
Like going to the shopping mall, playing sports, hanging around with their friends, watching movies.
比如说去打球或是跟朋友们出去看电影。
Especially when your parents have to tell you all sorts of things, to follow the rules, and mainly keep reminding you that you have to be straight with God.
尤其是当家长对你们还有很多的规定要去遵守，并且时常提醒你们要对神的坦率。
It's not a surprise that in today's world it's very hard to be straight with God.
在今天来讲，与神要坦率确实是很困难的。
Once upon a time, let me tell you, once upon a time there was a preacher who, after nearly 20 years of his ministry, he decided to quit and become a funeral director.
很久以前，一个传道人，在忠心的服侍神二十年后辞掉了这份工作，而成为了一个举办葬礼的人。
Like some people asked him, why did he change his profession?
有人问他为什么要辞掉这份工作。
He very sadly said that I spent 10 years of my life trying to straighten John, and making sure that he quits alcoholism, but he's still an alcoholic today.
他很悲伤地说，我花了将近十年的时间去劝说 John 让他戒酒，但是他现在仍是一个酒鬼。
Well, it's not that, John. Don't worry about it. And then I spent 2 years of my life trying to straighten Harold and Susan's marriage, but they still ended up in a divorce.
接着我又花了三年的时间去帮助 Harold 和 Susan 的婚姻问题，结果他们最后还是离婚了。
Then I again tried 2 years trying to make sure that Joe quits his drug addicts, but he is still a drug addict till today.
然后我又花了两年的时间去劝 Joe 戒毒，但是他现在还是在吸毒。
Now,Today, when I go to the funeral home and when I tell the dead bodies to stay straight, they always stay straight.
现在在这个殡仪馆里，当我要去改正他们的时候，他们就真的被改正了。
At times we might laugh about it, but if you really see that, do we want to be straight with God only when we are inside our coffin?
让我们仔细想一想，我们真的要等我们的老了或者快死的时候才要归向神吗？
When last Sunday Chris was talking about death, that is, he did tell us that it can come any time.
上个星期天 Chris 讲到的时候谈到死，他说死亡随时都可能来。
Now, as we look at Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, I'll read it out from I'm following the New International Version, and I heard a voice from heaven saying.Write this down. Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they are blessed indeed.
在启示录十四章十三节说，我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下，从今以后，在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们吸了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
It doesn't say here that who will die in the Lord when they become old.
主并没有说当你老的时候将会在主里而死。
We need to know that death can come anytime, and the time is always now.
我们要认识到死亡随时都可能来，也许是就是现在。
Back in the days of Adam and Eve, the serpent was the one who gave the wicked advice.
在亚当夏娃的时代，蛇出了一个很诡诈的主意。
Now today, whom do you think the wicked advice would come from?
而今天你认为谁会出一些坏主意呢？
Is it politicians?
是政治家吗？
Britney Spears shaving off her head?
布兰妮剃头？
Television? In fact, whether you are an adult or whether you are a teen, you have to be careful about how you pick your friends and how you live your life.
事实上，不论是成年人或是青年人，我们都需要谨慎地选择我们身边的朋友。
I'll jump directly to verse number 2. It's very short. It says that, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates in his law day and night.
在第二节中说，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
What it says here is,that when you delight in what the Lord wants you to do, you pretty much can't get enough of it.
这里说，当你喜爱主的话时，你就会更加的去渴望它。
Like a real smart person, you want to be implementing God's laws and thinking about it day and night.
一个真正聪明的人会昼夜不停的思想神的话。
What it talks about is that we as youngsters need to be consumed with the word of God, just like how boys today will get consumed with video games, or girls might get consumed with shopping.
就像我们年轻人，有的时候男孩子会对电子游戏痴迷，或者像女孩子对逛商场或者化妆品痴迷一样。
We can, if we see verse 3, like here it says, the person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers.
第三节说，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Now this is really an excellent promise.
这是一个非常好的承诺。
When you have the word of God, you start to make smarter decisions in life.
当你有了神的话的时候，你就会做出更好的决定。
Suddenly you're much wiser than the world which is around you.
你会比你周围的世界更加聪明。
And you suddenly start thinking very clearly.
而且突然间你的思想会变得更加清楚。
If we notice that this chapter has exactly 6 verses.
我们注意一下，这章诗篇一共只有六节。
The first 3 talk about the blessings what God is going to give us.
前三节是讲神的祝福。
And the rest of the 3 are clear warnings.
而后三节则是讲警戒。
Can anyone read verse 5, 4, 5 and 6?
有谁可以读一下四五六节经文吗？
Thank you, Andrew. Now, if you ask me, I really don't want to be on the other side of the coin.
如果你问我，我一定不想在这条路的另外一边。
We all don't want to be included in the ungodly company, where it talks about being worthless and scattered with the wind and condemnment and judgment and all these things.
我们不想活在一个没有神的、毫无价值的世界里。被风吹散，被谴责，被审判。
It's a very scary thing to think about the situation.
那样的世界是很可怕的。
When we stand in front of God, he would basically tell us that, I told you about it, or I warned you, or my Bible is very clear, it's a crystal clear warning.
当我们站在上帝面前时，他也许会说，我已经警告过你，也告诉过你，或者他会说，你已经读过我圣经上的话了，我也说得非常明确了。
Let me assure you, friends, that the Lord knows you very well. He knows what you do in private.
上帝非常的了解你，他知道你私底下在做些什么。
He knows what you're hiding.
他知道你藏了什么。
He knows when you speak about others.
你什么时候讲究别人。
He knows when you pray, and he even knows when you're sad, and he knows when you need him.
他知道你什么时候祷告，什么时候难过，什么时候需要他的帮助。
He even knows what you're thinking day and night, and he wants to what's consuming your thoughts right at this moment right now.
他甚至知道你白天夜里都在思考什么，甚至是你现在在想什么。
Finally, I would like to say that pick your friends wisely, and don't be on the other side of the coin where it talks about being worthless and scattered by the wind and condemnment and judgment and all these things.
最后我要说，谨慎的选择朋友，仔细思考神的话，但不要站到路的另外一边，那是一个没有神的、毫无价值的世界，被风吹散，被谴责，被审判。
I'll tell you by ending with a true story.
最后我要讲一个真实的故事。
More than a century ago, two sportsmen, they were sailing around the coast of Scotland.
一个多世纪前，有两个水手，用帆船到达了苏格兰的海岸。
They anchored their yacht in the harbor, which was around Inverness, and that is, they wanted to roam around the beautiful Scottish countryside and take a walk.
他们在艾沃尼斯的一个码头泊了他们的船，就上了岸，在美丽的乡村里面散步。
Soon it was dark, and they just couldn't find their way back to the harbor.
而很快天黑了，他们就迷路了，找不到回码头的路。
So they decided to camp there, and they knocked at one of the farmer's cottage, and asking him for a meal and lodging for the night.
于是他们敲响了一家农夫的门，想请求他能给他们一点饭吃，并且能让他们借宿一夜。
The farmer opened the door and viewed them with suspicion and sent them away.
农民打开了门，用怀疑的目光上下打量他们，接着就把他们赶走了。
Then they went to the neighboring farm, knocked at his door, And the farmer opened the door.
于是他们敲响了农夫邻居家的门，而这位农夫接待了这两位陌生人。
He welcomed them in his house, and he sat and spoke with them very politely, and he even gave them food to eat.
他与他们一起坐下聊天，并且用好吃的热情款待了他们。
Morning when they got up, he even gave them a big Scottish breakfast. Those of you who know about Scottish breakfast, it's like a 5-course meal.
他甚至给了他们床和早餐。在苏格兰的传统里面，早餐是很丰富的。
Only in the morning he discovered that one of the two men was the Prince of Wales, who later went on to become King Edward V.
后来农夫发现其中一个水手是王子威尔士，后来成了国王爱德华五世。
Imagine the shame and the disappointment of the first farmer who really closed the door to the king.
想象一下那个既羞愧又失望的第一个农夫，他居然把他的国王拒之门外。
Now we all might think how stupid the first farmer was.
我们都会认为第一个农民很蠢。
We need to question ourselves now.
但是我们要问我们自己。
Don't we need to open our doors to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords?
我们难道不需要敞开我们的心门去接受万王之王、万主之主吗
？Never before you will find a king who sits in front of you and patiently waits for you, and is always there for you when you need him.
你再也不会看见任何其他的一个国王有这样的有耐心去等你，并且一直在你的身边。
Finally, be nice to people who are around you.
最后，要对你身边的人好一点。
Because the way how you behave.Is at the end of the day is the only Bible which a non-Christian will ever read of you.
因为我们的言行举止，也许是一些人这一生唯一会读的圣经。
Think about it. The only Bible which a non-Christian will ever read about you is the way how you behave.
仔细想一下，也许一些人这一生唯一读的圣经就是我们的言行。
It shows how people really watch mainly Christians, and at times they might put us to test intentionally as well.
真的有很多人会看我们基督徒的生活方式，并且有时候他们也会故意的试探我们。